I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Addiction, depression, and anxiety. These are hard realities of our world today that have one very important thing in common. They take people captive. Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministry says they see it all the time.
There's people who are calling who are desperate. Many have attempted suicide. Many want to attempt suicide. I was just reading this morning on a book on teens. 228 teens will attempt suicide every hour today.
And as much as we might hope, the church isn't exempt from these issues. Yet it's the church that Jesus is called to reach out and share the freedom of the gospel of Christ.
It's our job as co-laborers to go and seek those who have strayed, bring back the lost, and to help the wounded, and help them regain their faith in God.
And Set Free's helped many Christians break through the shackles of depression, PTSD, and even the occult. Learn how to get help at missionnews.org. And not even a year ago, Russia's President Vladimir Putin signed into law the Anti-Terrorism Act, making evangelism illegal. Thankfully, though, God is not under man's law. Slavic Gospel Association's Brett Laird says President Bob Provost was recently inspired to reach the far east of Russia, a place where there's about 60 churches, despite the region being about the size of the United States. He's asked God to show them how to reach out and was led to start the Reach Russia Now initiative.
And so the vision is that we eventually, our goal is to have 12 airplanes, 12 missionary pilots, and then 12 missionary church planters that are going to take the gospel to all of these isolated villages, as well as some more sizable cities in the 10,000 range throughout that region.
Details on both of these stories can be found at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.